Revelations by RTE yesterday that the Department of Social Protection will need additional resources and budgets to administer the government's water conservation grant are likely to motivate people planning on protesting against the introduction of water charges this weekend. A round of demonstrations are planned all over the country across the weekend. Despite significant opposition, over a million households have already registered with Irish Water. Socialist TD Joe Higgins is on the line. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Frank.
Over the weekend, Joe, numbers wise, how many people are likely to turn out?
Well, there will be very extensive protests and there will be large numbers participating. However, it would be completely wrong that, as some sections of the media hostile to the anti-water charges campaign are doing, deliberately trying to set up a situation of benchmarking what happens tomorrow against the three major events that happened in October, November and December.
What's unreasonable about that?
Because the nature of the protest tomorrow is quite different. It's very, very widespread, very locally based and taking many, many different forms with major protests and marches in some areas. In other areas, very widely dispersed actions, for example, Limerick, totally citywide and countywide dispersal into shopping areas, into public areas, etc. And it was never designed or organized or centrally brought together in any way, or not, and was not meant to be in the same as the three key events that took place last year.
So who decided that tomorrow would be a day of protest if it hasn't been centrally organised? Who decided tomorrow was the day?
Well, this is the very strength of the anti-water charges campaign, is the fact that it is locally based and it is a movement from below. And it is taking that form in as a movement of ordinary people. And for example, last Saturday there were several protests in different areas, and there are rallies ongoing, night times, etc., next weekend again. So it's not and hasn't been set up as, for example, October the 10th or October the 11th or December the 10th. There will be, as the payment comes into focus in April and May, be the organization of more centralized events. For example, Right to Water is, I believe, now going to call for a major protest in April the 25th. And in fact, the focus is shifting very much to April and May when the bills begin to arrive. And many groups are now, in fact, preparing and organizing already for what will decide this issue, really, which is a mass boycott of the bills as they arrive. And it is a mass organized non-payment, a refusal to pay by the decent taxpaying backbone of this country who pay, who have paid for everything.
How would you describe so the million households?
This is what will decide the fate of the water charges.
Okay. How would you describe the million households who signed up so?
The registration is inconsequential, quite frankly. It's the in the million that Irish Water is claiming is over 20% who they, as they put it in their language, are not their customers, because they sent out 2.1 million packs. But of those who have returned in some form, and many people have returned forms saying they have want nothing to do with this, the fact is many people have told me that they have registered just for one reason or another, but they intend fully to join the boycott. So a major campaign of boycott is what will completely undermine...
Well, it depends on your definition of major. When you have a million households, now you're saying that Irish Water are claiming to have sent... Are you disputing that figure?
Whether a million people have responded, perhaps, yes. I'm saying that it's not significant in the context of what the reaction will be in April and May when the bills arrive. First of all, I said, which Irish Water says, that more than 20% of that, in any case, are from households which, as Irish Water put it, are not their customers. It's inconsequential, frankly. It's in April and May when the bills arrive and when people understand that the strongest weapon that they have is to join together in solidarity and to refuse to pay this odious charge, which is totally rejected by a huge majority of our people, understanding that the trickery of the government in bringing down the charges for a short period will result in charges for water rocketing to horrific levels if the pressure is off and the tendency to privatization in no sense being removed. Mm. Therefore, this story will intensify massively in April and May and up to and at, if they're not already abolished, the next general election. With such merciless pressure, political pressure on the government and the government parties, in my view, that the water charges cannot survive the next general election campaign, even if they are, if they're not abolished before that, that is.
Okay, if I can ask you just briefly, Joe Higgins, about the some of the protests which have been taking place. They've been very well publicised. The president been targeted, and the tarnished, in fact, in Rohini been targeted this week. Would you appeal to people, or would you agree that it is time for some people to moderate their tone and their behaviour who are involved in these protests?
Look, hundreds of thousands of people, ordinary people around the country, have participated in
Which is why I said some people, a specific small group of people who are clearly identifiable.
From what I have seen, have engaged in offensive behaviour, in disgracefully insulting personalised language. We condemn that, and the future of the campaign depends on well-organised, peaceful, disciplined protests and boycott, as I have indicated. Mm. My colleague, Paul Murphy, has been disgracefully and maliciously represented in sections of the media over the event around the presidency for which he had no hand.
Well, he had a chance to clarify that very clearly on the News at One this week, and he was quite clear in criticising and condemning the language
used. Sections of the media insist on misrepresenting. We defend the right of people everywhere to conduct peaceful, well-disciplined protest lobbies, etc. We strongly oppose behaviour that is offensive, but that is willfully and maliciously distorted by some as saying that the right that ordinary people have to conduct peaceful, well-disciplined protest, that that's, that defending that is then synonymous with defending the behaviour of a very few that most people would reject.
All right, Joe Higgins, Socialist TD, thank you for speaking to us.